The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
I spent many years of my life as a Christian miserable because I did not know how to access the peace that was mine through Christ. I can tell you tonight that you never again have to pray for peace.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers. Today, we're talking about peace. Whether you have a relationship with God or not, peace is something we all desire. Jesus says He left us with His peace, but how does that work? Well, we have many questions just like this one from social media. The Coupon Chica asks, how can I learn to live in God's peace? Well, Joyce will give us some guidance on that very thing today. We'll also share your voice telling some great stories, and Joyce addresses today's Help Me question about prayer. But first, here's Joyce's answer to how can I have God's peace?
An inheritance is something that's given to you, something someone else has earned that is given to you as a gift. And Paul said, I pray that you would have revelation about the inheritance that is yours in Christ. And then he went on to pray in verse 19 that they would also know the power that was available to them and for them through Christ. So one of the things, one of the many wonderful things that are part of our inheritance is peace. I spent way too many years of my life miserable. I spent many years of my life as a Christian miserable because I did not know how to access the peace that was mine through Christ. I can tell you tonight that you never again have to pray for peace. Stop praying for things that you already have and start asking God to give you revelation about what's yours in Him and to teach you how to walk in the Spirit and be in the Spirit so what is in your spirit can be usable to you in your everyday life. How many of you believe that as a Christian, God is in you? You believe that? All right, now, here's a little piece of wisdom. If God is in you, then everything that's in Him is in you. Everything that He has, you have. It's given to you as a gift from Him and intended for you to use. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Righteousness. He certainly was joyful. The kingdom of God is not things. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I don't think you can have peace until you know who you are in Christ. And I don't think you can have joy until you have peace. I believe in Romans 14, 17, when it says the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy, I think it actually comes in that order. And I tell you, it is wonderful when you can enjoy peace every single day of your life. Isaiah 54, 17, let's take a look at this wonderful scripture that you'll all recognize. But no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. Amplified Bible amplifies the Greek and says, this peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Part of your inheritance is peace, righteousness, which is right standing with God, security. You don't have to lack confidence. You can be secure and know who you are in Christ and be bold and strong and not live in fear and triumph over all opposition. It's part of your heritage from God. Now, in Isaiah 9, we're going to put this scripture up. You don't have to try to look all these up, but I want you to see them. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Now, I don't think that's talking about the government like we talk about the government. I think that's talking about the governing of our lives. All right? So the government of our lives shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Now let's just stop there and think about that. To the degree that his government increases in your life, to that degree you will enjoy peace. If God is only getting to govern your life and govern your thoughts and govern your emotions just a little bit, then you may experience a little bit of peace every once in a while. But the more that you let him govern you, the more you agree with God, the more you think like he thinks, act like he acts, want what he wants, say what he says, the more you are going to have peace. Now, I just need to stop here and ask you, do you want peace in your life? Do you want it bad enough to change a few things if you find out in my sermon tonight that there's a few things you're going to need to change? Because I can tell you that peace is yours. It's a gift from God. But you're going to have to pursue it, and you're going to have to learn how to access it. And when I finally decided that I had had enough and that I was going to do whatever I needed to do to find out what was stealing my peace, because Satan is a peace stealer. And I can tell you that he knows which ones of your buttons to push. He knows exactly what upsets each one of us. And in many ways, sad to say, he knows us better than we know ourselves. But you can learn what the things are that steal your peace. And you can make adjustments in your life and no longer let those things rule over you. Now, a real important scripture that we need to look at tonight, John 14:27. Let's look at this. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. Jesus said this just before his ascension. Guess he could have said all kinds of things, but this is what he said. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful, intimidated, cowardly, and unsettled. Does anybody get that? So here's what you got to understand. You have peace. In your spirit, you have all the peace that you will ever need. You say, well, then why am I so frustrated all the time? Because you're allowing it. You're permitting it in your life. You're going with your mind. You're going with your feelings rather than walking in the spirit. The way that your soul can lose power and your spirit can gain power, the way that you can build in that ability to stay in peace is to just stop giving in to the demands of your flesh. Just let it have its fit. Let it go on, but you choose to do what you know is right. You pursue peace. You make a decision in here tonight. Peace is mine. I've seen it. I'm going to have it. If anybody can have it, I'm going to have it. I am a child of God. It is part of my inheritance, and I am not, hear me, devil, I am not going to live my life upset and frustrated and depressed and discouraged and having temper tantrums all the time. I will not be ruled by my emotions. If any human being can learn to be peaceful, I know because I learned. And I was like hanging from the chandeliers all the time. Everything bothered me. Everybody aggravated me. I mean, it was like, I am so peaceful now. It is so wonderful. Just so wonderful. We come home from these trips, and I used to throw fits because Dave would go out and play golf, and I'd say, what about me? I work all weekend, and we come home, and you go play golf, and I couldn't be home alone, and I, what about me, and what about me, and what about me, and what about me? And then I'd get mad, and, you know, I'd go out and preach these great seminars, and then I'd spend Sunday after I'd get home depressed and crying and feeling sorry for myself, and I tell you what, now I say to him, are you going to go play golf tomorrow? Have fun. It's not that Dave and I, we have a wonderful relationship. I love him tremendously, but I just like my space. Amen? Or now if he says, you know, I want to go do this or I want to go do that, I'm like, cool. I'm telling you that you can learn. A lot of the stuff that you're getting upset about is a waste of time. And you being peaceful is more important than you getting your way. Come on, don't make me come down there. You being peaceful. Now, you know, Dave just kind of showed up on planet Earth that way. I mean, he's just got one of those easygoing, cast your care, we'll see. I don't like we'll see. I want to know right now. But you can change. So you have to stop making excuses. Don't ever say, I just can't help it. I can't help it. I don't want to get upset, but I just can't help it. God taught me a lesson a long, long time ago, and he taught me that I could control myself if I wanted to. If you were in a full-fledged raging fit in your house, I mean railing on the kids. Get this place cleaned up. I'm sick and tired of doing all the work around here. Rah, 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 rah. If I rang your doorbell, how many of you know that you would get control? I mean, you would get control. So, you know what? And I mean, God actually used an example like that with me. Because I was like, well, I just can't help it. I get so upset. I just can't help it. And he said, you can help it. And he used the example to me. You know, if your pastor rang the doorbell right now, believe me, you'd straighten up and you'd do it fast. And it was really an eye-opener to me because I realized then that we can control ourselves. When you're around somebody or I'm around somebody that I want to impress, I can control myself and so can you. Well, you know what? There's one person that we should always want to impress at all times, and that's God. And he is everywhere, all the time, everywhere that we go. He sees everything. He knows everything. He's committed to be with us at all times. Now, 1 Peter 3, verse 10 and 11. Let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days, good whether apparent or not, keep his tongue free from evil, evil and his lips from guile. So, not going to preach on this, although I'd be happy to, but just wanted to throw it in because it fits well with the next verse and just say, if you want to be happy, then you're going to have to learn to zip your lip. How many of you believe that you have lost your peace many times because you opened your mouth at the wrong time? Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. Let him do right. Let him search for peace, harmony, undisturbedness from fears, agitating passions, and moral conflicts. And let him seek it eagerly. Boy, this was a life-changing verse for me. Do not merely desire peaceful relationships with God, with your fellow man and with yourself. Well, when I saw that scripture, keeping in mind that I had just been upset for years, and I watched Dave enjoy his life and be peaceful, and you know, I'd have a peaceful day here and there, but it just didn't take much for the devil to push my buttons and push me over the edge. And I know you're probably not all as bad as I was. Maybe some are, maybe some are worse. Maybe some of you are some of those sweet little calm people. Well, don't get too proud because you got your own faults. You can come back again, and I'll talk about passivity. Well, we'll just let that go. Praise the Lord. But honestly, I made my mind up. I made my mind up to three things. The Bible makes it very clear that we have right standing with God through the blood of Christ. So I made my mind up that I was not going to waste any more of my time wallowing around in guilt over something that I had done, that I had asked God to forgive me for, that I truly believed He had forgiven me for, but I kept letting the devil load me down with guilt. And I made my mind up I was not going to live like that. I made my mind up that I was going to have peace. Whatever it took, whatever I had to change, whatever I had to alter in my life, I was going to have peace. And I made my mind up that I was going to enjoy my life. I made my mind up, and I believe God was thrilled the day that I made these decisions, because He wants us to get fired up enough in the Spirit and have enough zeal and enough enthusiasm to get into agreement with Him and to say, Jesus, You paid a terrible price for my freedom, and I will no longer sit passively by and just wish and hope and let the devil steal from me. I will no longer sit by and just make excuses when You have said, this is my inheritance, it is my blood-bought right, and I am making a decision today that whatever it takes, if it takes the rest of my life, I will enjoy the kingdom. I will have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now that is the first step of many steps. But I can tell you truthfully, until you make a decision to have what Jesus says you can have, you're never going to have it. You got to pursue peace aggressively. Come on, how many of you need to have a better attitude toward yourself? Well, then get one. Don't wish for one. Don't be passive and like, oh God, I need some peace. Oh God, I'm praying for peace. God, please give me peace. I want peace. Give me peace. God, give me peace. No, you say, I have peace. John 14, 27 says plainly that God has left me His peace. Now it is my job, by the grace of God, to stop allowing myself to get frustrated and upset. I am going to zip my lip because I frustrate myself with my own negative, complaining conversation. I am going to have peace with people. I'm going to stay out of their business. I'm not going to tell them what to do. Every day I want you to say, thank God I have peace. And I'm going to operate in peace today. The peace of God is in me. Joy is in me. Righteousness is in me. I'm acknowledging every good thing that is in me in Christ. I have these things. I have them. They're mine. And now it's my job to work with the Holy Spirit to access these things and stop living in the soul. He said, well, I can't help it. Don't make me start all over again. I want you to say tonight, I can do anything God tells me to do. When He tells me to do something, He always enables me to do it. If He says walk in peace, I can walk in peace. And I will walk in peace. Because peace is mine. It is my inheritance. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God a big praise and get up on your feet.
So, learning how to access the peace that God has already given us is the key to experiencing it, despite how we feel. You absolutely can have peace even in the midst of some very difficult circumstances. And we have some resources today that are going to help you. We have this 4-CD teaching called How to Succeed at Being Yourself. And you can get this digitally as a download. You can get it just like this, take it in the car with you, listen to it. This is one of those classics that you really need. If you have it, you know it, and you might want to get it and give to someone else because it will make a difference for them. If you don't have it, please check it out. It will really help. And then this comes with Joyce's book called 21 Ways to Finding Peace and Happiness. Straightforward answers right from God's Word. So go online, give us a call, and get these resources today. You know, sometimes you just need an answer fast to life's big questions. All you can say is help. So coming up, Joyce will address today's Help Me about prayer. But first, it's time to hear your voice. A few weeks ago, we shared with you an amazing story of how God reached out to a young woman digging through a dumpster. And we asked you to share with us, where did God reach out to you? And we got some astounding answers on social media. This comes from Ravona, and she says, God found me while I was lying on the floor overdosing on crack cocaine. God spoke very clearly to me, you aren't finished yet. I opened my eyes to the terror that was still around me. The man I was with was right there with his gun to my head. I stood up, grabbed my purse, and walked out to my car. I had the courage to just keep walking and never looked back. That was 21 years ago. I never took drugs again. My life wasn't miraculously perfect, but I learned God's voice that day. Praise God for His Holy Spirit that guides me every day. That is pretty incredible. Now, here's another one. Now, let me tell you, this is a stark contrast, but I love the way that God works in different ways in our lives. Ben says, God found me using a carton of eggs. I had a ton of things happen that left me literally in shambles. I lost my joy, and because of that, I lost my praise, even lost hope. Then, I opened a carton of eggs from the fridge that had Psalm 118:24 on it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I used to start worship with that scripture. That's when I realized God was there all during my struggles and decided not to look back, but look forward to what God has in store for me. He met me where I was at and has taken me on the ride of a lifetime. Isn't that awesome? Well, Ben, thanks for sharing that. Ravona, you too, pretty amazing stories. And no matter what it takes for God to get through to your life, know that He will be there. Whether it's the worst situation you can think of or something as simple as a carton of eggs, He wants to talk to you. And we want to hear more from you. So today, share with us the practical ways that God has lifted you out of perhaps the lowest point in your life. Tell us what happened. Use Facebook, Twitter, hashtag EA. Hopefully you know it by now. You can even use Instagram. And as we move along with this show, here is Joyce to answer our Help Me question. Joyce, question for you that I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard before. Many people have asked this, but it's a good question. Yeah. Why should we pray for something? If God acts in His own time as per His will, then why pray?
Well, the Bible says in James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. And it also says in one of the Gospels that even though God already knows what we need before we ask Him, we are to ask. In Matthew 7, it says, ask and keep on asking. And so it has to do with releasing your faith. We receive everything that we receive from God by faith. And it also has to do with just our partnership with God in life. That's become so important to me in the last few years to realize that we're partners with God. And He has a part, and we have a part. And His part is to do, and our part is to ask. And even though God is going to do things in His own timing and His own way, how much do we miss? It's really a frightening thought. How much do we miss in life that we could have just because we fail to ask? Mm-hmm. And if she wants one more reason, one more, is just do it because it's what God told you to do.
Yeah.
We don't always have to understand why we do everything.
All Jesus prayed. Why did he need to pray? I mean, you know, if anybody didn't need to pray, it would have been him. And yet prayer was a major part of his life.
Yeah. So the fact that, yes, God has a good and perfect plan for us doesn't mean that he doesn't care about our interaction with him, that communication is important.
Well, right. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things that even I might be willing to give people if they'd ask me.
Yeah.
But if they don't ask, then they just never get it.
Right.
So it's really, to me, that's not a complicated question. It's just like you have not because you ask not. And boy, when I got a hold of that scripture, I got excited about it because I thought, man, I am going to start asking for some stuff that I never felt like I could before. I always tell people, you can ask for anything you want. The worst thing that could happen is you won't get it.
I love that. It's a very simple but important answer to a complex question.
Come with childlike faith. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, a little kid, they have no problem asking you for anything. And so we grow in our relationship with God, and we'll certainly learn. You know, I don't ask God for all kinds of carnal things now that maybe I once did, but you can ask God for anything. You can talk to him about anything. He wants to be your friend.
Well, that woman can certainly answer some questions. It's always helpful. And here's a little secret for you. She gets all of that information directly from the Word of God. So check it out. You'll find some amazing things in the Bible. If you have a question for Joyce, we would love to put it in front of her and let her answer for you. Ask us on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskJoyce. And also, you can go to our Everyday Answers page anytime you like at joycemeyer.org. And make sure that you join us, please, next time on Everyday Answers.
You do not have to stay broken. You do not have to stay miserable. You don't have to live in depression. You don't have to live in self-pity. You don't have to live hating yourself and despising yourself. You don't have to live in regret, and you don't have to live in dread, and you don't have to live in fear.